Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Game Called Life, Here's What I'm Saying podcast, segment 3, Universal Laws. Before I begin talking to you about the Universal Laws, I want to talk to you about what the Science of the Mind by Ernest Holm is saying about the Universal Laws. First of all, let's start with, he states, the science of mind is based entirely upon the supposition that we are surrounded by a universal mind into which we think. This mind, in its original state, fills all space. It fills the space that man uses in the universe. It is in man as well as outside of him. As he thinks into this universal mind, he sets a law in motion, which is creative, and which contains within itself a limitless possibility. The law through which man operates is infinite, but man appears to be finite. That is, he has not yet evolved to a complete understanding of himself. He is unfolding from a limitless potential, but can bring into his experience only that which he can conceive. Remember, he can bring into his experience only that which we can perceive. Conceive. There is no limit to the law, but there appears to be a limit to man's understanding of it. As his understanding unfolds, his possibilities of attainment will increase. There you have it. The law is infinite, but we are finite. We are smaller than the universe, but we are in the universe as well as we are interconnected with the universe. But we can only grasp or manifest or bring to the physical form of that we conceive. But we first must understand the universal laws. So I'm going to stop right here and pick it up on part 2 of segment 3. Thank you.